I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. With the USDA Supply and Demand Report being released earlier this week, I visited with Washington State University economist Dr. Randy Fortenberry and asked what wheat growers should be paying attention to when it comes to the futures market.
If I hadn't priced any of my wheat yet this summer's harvest, right now I'd probably be just a little bit patient. Although, if we add 20 or 30, maybe 50 cents back into the market, I might start getting a little more aggressive. We're probably 40 cents in the futures market anyway, below where we were kind of middle February. And I think as long as exports stay relatively attractive, we can get back to the maybe $5 September futures price. And that might be a time to start thinking again about selling something that I'm going to harvest this summer if I haven't already done some selling. If you're thinking about sort of holding off and trying to do storing crop into the next winter, usually what has happened to us in the Pacific Northwest is for that to be successful, you have to be willing to store all the way to maybe March or April. We usually see a decline in prices through the fall and early winter months, and so you need to be willing to withstand that as we go forward. One of the real challenges now, though, even looking for storage this year, still is the really large world stocks. As long as those remain as large as they are, then it's going to be difficult for us to increase market share in the world market, and that's going to be a limiting factor for prices.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.